Russian composer Sergei Rachmaninoff was living in the United States when he composed symphonic dances. It was the summer of 1940. The Rachmaninoff family was vacationing on Long Island. Rachmaninoff had separate quarters at the secluded estate where they stayed, and that's where he wrote the piece, originally called Fantastic Dances. Here's guest conductor Charles Dutoit and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Symphonic Dances by Sergei Rachmaninoff.
Thank you.
Symphonic Dances by Sergei Rachmaninoff. The dances were dedicated to Eugene Ormandy, who conducted the premiere in 1941. After the performance, Ormandy wrote to Rachmaninoff, "May I express to you my very deep thanks for letting us have the first performance of your latest creation. I am also grateful to you for the personal friendship we have, in which I admire you as much as I admire Toscanini." Charles Dutoit conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra in Rachmaninoff's symphonic dances. Earlier, the orchestra performed the Third Symphony by Franz Schubert and the four last songs by Richard Strauss. The soprano was Jessie Norman.
Charles Dutoit has been a frequent guest with the Pittsburgh Symphony over many seasons. We heard him conduct Rachmaninoff in this broadcast. Here he is with another Russian composer from 2005. It's music by Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky and the ballet Swan Lake. We'll be right back. Music from Act One of the ballet Swan Lake by Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky, with Charles Dutoit conducting the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Charles Dutoit recorded the Swan Lake Ballet music in Montreal as one of his many Decca recordings made there across 25 years. Charles Dutoit has spent a lot of time in the Keystone State. He's conductor laureate of the Philadelphia Orchestra and was for 10 years music director of the Philadelphia Orchestra's season at the Mann Music Center, and he spent 21 years at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center. Charles Dutoit was named an honorary citizen of Philadelphia in 1991, but over the decades he made dozens of trips across the Alleghenies to conduct in Pittsburgh as a welcome guest. You are always my welcome guest. Jim Cunningham thanking you for joining me. I hope you'll return next week for a concert by the Pittsburgh Symphony. Don't forget to write. Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Line is available free. It arrives along with the radio guide, a complete list of concerts in the series, on a brightly colored bit of paper. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. Be sure to include your address and let me know what station you're listening to. Our address again, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15213. You can visit the website at psoradio.org or send email. Email us directly, pso@wqed.org. The Heinz Hall sound engineer is Harold Chambers. Coordinating producer and editor, Brian Savar. The president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra is James Wilkinson. Resident conductors Lawrence Lowe and Fauzi Haymore. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who've underwritten in honor of Carlow University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
PRI, Public Radio International.